Concrete Rose, Chapter 3. Seven don't care about Red or that I can't graduate. He giving me hell tonight. I wipe his face for the 51st time. I'm trying to feed in this jar of pureed peas and carrots with a little apple sauce mixed in like Mrs. Wyatt taught me. This boy here, he shake his head to dodge the spoon with his lips shut tight. When I do sneak some in his mouth, he spit it right out. There's splatters of green and orange mush everywhere. Come on, man, I groan. I know peas and carrots not the best, but give me a break, all right? Dada had a rough day. Dada, 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 he repeat. He first said it on Christmas. Best gift I ever got, for real. As he's saying dada, I put a spoonful of food in his mouth. This boy looked right at me, and I swear to God he spit it dead in my face. Don't let the cuteness fool you. Babies straight up thugs. They don't give a damn what you're going through. I grab a paper towel and wipe off the mush. Stop spitting your food out. Seven blow raspberries, sending spit flying in my face too. I rest my forehead on his high chair. I give up. He's too stubborn and smart for his own good. Yesterday I gave him pancakes for breakfast and he wouldn't let this one little piece go for nothing. Acted a fool when I tried to take it from him. I was like, forget it, and took him to Mrs. Wyatt's gripping the pancake. Ma think he sensed another baby coming and acting out. I don't know, but this needs to quit for real. I'm dealing with enough tonight. For one, I got to tell Ma I can't graduate. She might kill me, which would stop me from handling the other thing on my plate. Red. King said he'll get me a gun. That this should be easy peasy once I have my piece. Yet my stomach knot up every time I think about shooting Red. Seven pat the top of my head. Dada, dada, da. I look at him and my lips turn up. You trying to cheer me up, man? He stick his hand in the baby food and hold it toward me. Ah, I say as I open my mouth wide. I let him feed me the baby food. Then I act like I'm going to eat his hand. He pull away, giggling. That sound always gets a smile out of me. You know what, man? I say to him, I get why you spit it out. That baby food nasty. Let me see what Daddy can give you instead. I get his favourite, rice cereal. It looked like mush and it's not really a dinner food. But hey, cut me some slack. I had a day. Seven buck in his high chair as I bring it over. Oh, snap, I say, doing a little dance. We got rice cereal, eh? Rice cereal, eh? Daddy coming through with a save. He opened his mouth wide for every spoonful. That full belly later put him right to sleep. Thank God for rice cereal. Now I wait for Ma to get home. She don't get off from her second job till around 10:30. I pace the kitchen. I sit down. I get back up. I peek in on seven. I turn on the TV. I turn it off. I don't know what I can tell Ma to make this better. I can't graduate. The one thing she always wanted from me. Ain't no better. She can't ever find out that I'm going after Red. I'm more afraid of her than the cops. I sit at the kitchen table and rub my temples. Red really going around wearing Dre's watch. That pissed me off so much. Whether he killed Dre or not, it's disrespectful as hell. He gotta know it's Dre's. He gotta. He wasn't nervous for nothing. I should have said something to his ass. Better yet, I should have snatched it off his wrist, then popped a bullet in him. Let me stop. I'm getting ahead of myself. I need proof that he did it. Otherwise, I'd be killing Brenda's boyfriend and Khalil's daddy for nothing. Bet Red didn't think about Keisha and Andriana, though. Wait a minute. Keisha was on the phone with Dre that night. She might have heard something that could help me out. It's a long-ass shot unless she flat-out say it was Red, but I owe it to Dre. I can talk to her this weekend. Keisha helped me set up Lisa's surprise tour of Markham, and she meeting us for lunch afterward. The timing kind of perfect. Headlights flash through the kitchen windows. A minute later, the front door groan open. Ma never announces it's her in case I'm asleep. Her purse thud as she tosses it onto the living room sofa, and her feet thump toward the kitchen. Hey, baby. She kissed my temple. You didn't have to stay up and wait for me. I wanted to. How was work? Ma rolled up her sleeves and opened the refrigerator. Things were pretty quiet at both jobs. How was your day? You were supposed to talk to Mr. Clayton, right? My mouth dry all of a sudden. Three words. I can't graduate. That's all I've got to say. But they stuck in the back of my throat. I swallowed them down even more. It was fine. He told me what I need to do in order to graduate. That's sort of true. Ma take out a container of food and sniff it. Her nose scrunch up. Ooh, Lord, gotta throw that out. Glad it went well. You do whatever he said to do, Maverick. I have faith in you. I really ain't shit compared to what she think. Yes, Mum. Ma take out a container of leftover spaghetti. Before I forget, did you see the light bill in the mail? I need to pay it in the morning. I already took care of it, and the water bill. Ma looked up from sniffing the spaghetti. You did? Yes, Mum. I went to the bill pay place earlier and paid them both. Okay, Mr. Man, she says, all impressed. You're spoiling me, helping me with these bills. Thank God for Mr. Wyatt and that job. How was my seven tonight? Fine. He put me through it. Ma chuckles. That's his job. You earned it for all that you put me and Adonis through. I push away from the table. I only stayed up to say goodnight and went ahead to bed. Hold on, Ma says, closing the refrigerator door. I need to talk to you. Her tone made me do a double take. You okay, Ma? She pulls out the chair next to me and sit. Yeah, it's nothing bad, only long overdue. I sit back down. Oh, what's up then? Ma's fingers fumble with one another. Then they drum the table. Then they fumble again. She snap her lips shut. Her eyes too. She take a deep breath. I have a date on Sunday. Valentine's Day is Sunday. Oh, you seen some dude behind Pop's back? I ain't mean to put it like that, but Ma and Pop's are married. How else could I put it? No, actually, I'm not going behind his back, Ma says. Adonis knows. And it's not a man. It's Mo Maverick. It'd take me a second. A lot of seconds, to be honest. Shit. I'm still stuck. Mo? Yes. Mo and I have been in a relationship for a few years. Relationship? I thought you all were just friends. I thought it was best to appear that way, she says. Not everyone can be so accepting. Lord knows your grandmother isn't. Granny, no. Ma sighs again, scratching through her hair. She suspected. She's always thought I was funny, as she calls it. Your Aunt Nita knows, and like I said, your father knows. That's why you don't want you hanging around with Mo, I ask. Right. The kitchen get real quiet. I got a million thoughts in my head. Hard to pin down one. You always been like this? Have you always liked girls? Yeah. Then you've got your answer, Ma says. Did Pops know? Yes, I told your father early on in our relationship that I was bisexual. He accepted it. Oh. Lisa said I needed to pay attention. I guess she figured it out way before me. Now that I really think on it, Ma and Mo do go out a lot, and Ma always happier after she'd been with Mo. Her face light up when that woman come round. At Dre's repast, Mo held Ma's hand whenever they were close, and I thought it was just for support. It was in my face the whole time. I look at Ma. Do you love her? Ma's eyes get that sparkle I've seen before. I do. In fact, we've discussed her possibly moving in one day. Not without me talking to you at first, of course. But yeah, it's come up. Oh, they're serious then. Do you love Pops? I do, she says. I'll always love Adonis, and I'll always be there for him. I always have to love myself. All of that ride or die stuff, it's nice until you feel like you're dying from not living. Adonis made choices that put his life at a standstill. He didn't have to sell drugs. He chose to. I shouldn't have to put my life on hold because of his decisions. I shifted my seat, thinking of my own decisions. Ma looked up at the ceiling, blinking real fast. I've wanted to tell you for years, but I wasn't sure you'd... The crack in her voice drew me in. I hop up and hug her in her chair. Ma, it's okay. She wrapped her arms around me just as tight. It's almost like I'm holding a sobbing little girl. I'm sorry I didn't tell you. You ain't got to apologise. Are you happy? I am, she says. Happiest I've been in a long time. I kiss her hair. That's all I care about. Promise. I don't know how long we stay like this. I'll hold Ma long as she need me to. But there's a twinge in my chest for Pops. I hadn't thought that his life was at a standstill until Ma said it. He went away almost a decade ago. I was a scrawny 8-year-old. Now I'm almost grown with 2 kids. We're out here living our lives while he's stuck in prison, hoping we'll visit. Or at least talk to him when he call. I did him real wrong. Ma pull away, wiping her eyes. You smell like baby food. I crack a smile. Blamey grandson. He spit his dinner in my face. I kiss her forehead. I'll heat you up some food. I go to the cabinet and grab a plate. I'm happy that Ma happy. For real I am. Considering all the stuff she put up with from me and Pops, she deserve it more than anybody. She should also have her moment without me breaking her heart.